Welcome back to the AYP Centennial Showcase. So did you know that in 1909, the tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower? Now that was in France. And over in Hawaii, and for you who are geographically challenged, right? And in Hawaii, they were playing the ukulele, and doing the hula. And our next guest, dancing the hula, our next guest brings those traditions with him because that's what's been happening in his family for several generations. He grew up in a musical family, started playing music about 6 or 7, danced the hula, plays slack key, plays ukulele, plays steel guitar. He's known as the father of Jawaian music. Yeah, hybrid of Jamaican and Hawaiian. And he said it all goes with the beat, man. And tonight, you know, he plays everything, but he's going to give you a little potpourri of music. Please welcome Brother Noland.
Aloha. Yeah. 50th state of mind. Represent. Same islands as your president.
Oh,
you native.
We're all natives of the planet Earth.
Are you native?
One world, one race.
Na 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 na. Native.
Are you native?
Shut your stuff.
Get a little more bass monitor, please. Thank you.
Aloha again. So we got a thing in Hawaii, and we kind of base our whole truth and foundation around it. And what it really means is that we're safe, that we're protective, that we're loved, and that we're liberated and free. And we call that thing Aloha. And it's very magical. When I was growing up as a young child, my tutukane, my grandpa, used to say, if you can use your aloha right and you move with your heart, all your moves are correct. So the words to this song goes like this. I believe in unity. I believe in world peace. And I don't believe that flags decide what colors we are. I believe in children. And I don't believe in bombs. And I want to fly my spaceship. Come with me to a better star.
Do you want to go? Do you want?
And we do this thing. It's called paddling. Hawaiians. We're Hawaiian people. We're the ones that sat on the beach one day and we looked out on the ocean. We said, I wonder if we can ride them. So we conceived all these different ways in which we can ride waves. And just like the music, we're always on this surf thing. And so when my tutu was a great fisherman, he used to put us all in the boat. And he used to take us out to the second buoy. And he used to throw us all in the water and make us swim back. And that was our YMCA swimming lesson, Hawaiian style. And after we got so good, he put a paddle in our hand and said, we're going to teach you the old way. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Hawaiians are the ones that put a canoe in the water. And they said, I wonder what would happen if we put one ama over there to balance it out. So that's why when we come up here and we get into those Native American canoes, we tip over. Because back home, we learn to put an extension on it so that it can leverage the way that we paddle. Yeah. So Hawaiians call it akamai. So my tutu was a very akamai man. Gave me a lot of great life lessons. And one of the things he used to always say to me is, turn on the motor. Turn on the motor. And that didn't mean turn on the motor to the fishing boat. It meant to turn on the motor that is your inner drive. And so this one goes out to my tutu who taught me the way of the paddler.
Rough.
but the fishes, they just move the seawall. Are you doing modern man? Every day I watch you move at lightning speed. What you got to do is sit down, relax, act patiently like the patient that she. It's just a fantasy. Really, this is us here in the island under a beautiful coconut tree. We just laid out our nets. We're in a place called Mililii. Super beautiful, just like you see in those postcards. You're kicking back. Took about 28 hours to get there, but it was worth it. Now you're laying underneath the tree and you hear this sound. And you go like that. And you smell fresh fish being fried on top of a grill. And then you make these very, very interesting people. Yeah, they play with the ocean daily. You know, my papa was alive and he used to teach us the way of the beach. He used to say that the fish are mystical. And if you glare long enough into the ocean, you can call them. They will feed your soul. I never forgot those words until today. The ocean is my icebox. That's still where I go get and feed my soul and my spirit. I will go to a place like Mililii. I will hike down there with my guitar on my back. I'll sit down and I'll start to call the fish. And I was just amazed last year because in the great words of Nala from the movie Australia, the little boy said, if you don't have story, you don't have nothing. But I will sing you to me. the words of my people. Opelu lomini mai. Ahe wono kukukemoni. The opelu fish. My story is told now.
Aina mai kapua na kahi ono kukuke moi.
Thank you very much. Please say hi to Paula.
Aloha.
All the way from the nation of Waimanalo. Please say hi to Verge over here. This is my number one son.
How's it?
When he was a little lad, follow me. Go fishing, I make him hold a bag. For those of you not familiar with that, when you go fishing and you're becoming an apprentice, the principal diver, which is usually your daddy or your grandpa, he's the one with the spear and he wanna pokes all the fish, then he puts it on a line, that is extended next to a bag, and you make the young kid hold a bag. And at the end of the bag, sometimes you hear a tug. When you turn and you look behind, it's not the tug of your younger son, but it's the tug of the tax collector. See, that's how Hawaiians learn to be Duke Hanamokus real quick. You learn how to swim real fast. And all the way from the nation of Hilo, Hawaii, Mr. Steve Bader over here. And yes, I know he doesn't look like a canoe paddler, but he does paddle a canoe too. This is my my sax therapist, Fred Lee. Now, I play all the genres of music, and I'm very honored to be at Bagley Wright to perform tonight for all of you for this AYPE function, the Folk Life. I think this is about my 8th year. I have 3 performances at this Folk Life Festival. I'm also at the Pacific Showcase tomorrow night, and also on Monday, I'm at the Vera Project. I'm in that tribute to Lead Belly. I'll be doing the blues too. We do the blues down there too. We got a lot of blues inside us. When you grow up in Hawaii, a very colorful place, you learn to play all the genres. I've been fortunate to have a long train running career. And I'm going to play this song. This is pretty much my signature song. This will be the 1,977,000th time I'm going to play this silly song. But last year was a good year for this song, Coconut Girl. It was licensed. It was licensed on a movie called Pineapple Express. Perfect fit. And it also and it was also licensed at the Academy Awards this past year on the Oscars. So that's very interesting because Coconut Girl, I wrote way back in the year of our Lord, 19... She's about 90 years old. Put her in a bikini. It's a good thing we got nip and tuck and facelift. Yeah, but Coconut Girl started off as a blues song. After a hard basketball game, I sat outside of the gym and I was sitting down with Willie and the Poor Boys, and we're playing the blues thing in B, Then I started doing this thing, And then I was doing this George Benson thing, And the guys would say, "Man, you gonna play a song?" And I said, and the people say, "Jawai music was born out of this."
How many people we got from Hawaii? Okay, let's help everybody. Seattle. Everybody join us.
I said someone might have been up in the poster in the bedroom. Lately I've been feeling like I don't have any leg room. Goodbye, coconut girl.
Hi,
to my high fashion girl. Take me to the house where the lights are on the wrong night. Take me to the paradise, shall I know any girl? Because someone got a devil in my name, I want. Intuition's coming, but it ain't no good. I want it, purpose so can make a fan scream.
Goodbye, baby. Take it back to your coconut girl. Local boys say goodbye. Coconut girl in a high fashion run.
Okay, the words are real easy. It's hi, hello, and ooh. Here we go.
I said someone got a pillow in the poster in the bedroom. Lately I've been feeling like I don't have any leg room.
Goodbye, coconut girl.
To my high fashion world. Take me to the house where the lights are on around night. Take me to the paradise, say the Lord exists. Because the place is on the cover of a magazine. Got me all shaking like a Jimmy Dean. I wanna see the purpose of the makeup and the skin.
Brother Nolan, give it up for Brother Nolan.